I think we do. I think you're right on target. You know, natural gas is one of the key raw materials, and we have sufficient quantities of natural gas. So why not use that to make our nitrogen fertilizer instead of having to depend on the imports? And so that's true of a lot of things that we have sent overseas that we're dependent on foreign countries. I'm talking about chips from foreign countries. We have access to rare earth metals right here in the U.S., particularly out in those western states, those federal lands. We need to make sure that we're not shooting ourselves in the foot by not having access to those kind of rare earth metals or making our own fertilizer, at least enough to have a system in place that has the ability to scale up or gear up when we have situations like we had this year. And you mentioned some people cut it in half, some people cut it out. I think part of that decision is dependent on what you've been doing prior years, whether you've built up the fertility in your soil or the fields you farm or ranch. And if you've done sufficient buildup, then there may be enough to carry you through another year. And that's a decision you have to make at the moment. I mean, you know, what's the chances? You know you're going to conduct or you're going to reduce productivity to a certain extent. But if you put over amounts of high expensive fertilizer, you've already cut your profitability and your margin. The margins are so narrow anyway. So that's a calculated plan to try to, and you know, you got to give agriculture, farmers and ranchers, their ingenuity and their ability to adapt is phenomenal, and we got to give them credit. And we need to get out. Government needs to get out of their way and let them have access to the resources they need, and let them do it. Because I guarantee you, if we get out of their way, they can do it.